Oh, well, never mind. 6 minutes past two. It's my great pleasure to welcome an old friend to Phoenix FM who come in very regularly to see us. Suzanne is here, Suzanne Gunn, who is the publicity officer from Shenfield Operatic. And also, first time I think you've been here, David Prittage. Well, welcome to the show this afternoon. So you've chosen a not really well-known musical. This isn't one of what we call one that does the regular circuits, Dr. Jekyll. I know you're not really sure why... you decided to do it, but first of all, Susan, how's it going?
It's going very well. At the moment, we've had separate rehearsal periods, Wednesdays for principals and Fridays for chorus. As of, I think, tonight, we start running and mixing it all together, so it's going to be really interesting to see what the other half has done and sort of put it all together.
This is one of the two plays that you do a year. You do a big play at a big musical at the Queen's, and this one is at the Brentwood Theatre. And the Brentwood Theatre is a very interesting theatre, isn't it? Because you're not in the round, but there is no stage. It's a flat area. So I've performed there several times. I really enjoyed the Brentwood Theatre.
Yeah, and we have the slips in this time, so some of them will feel like they are part of the cast.
Wow.
So, yeah.
David, you are playing Dr. Jekyll or Mr. Hyde.
Both, in fact.
Well, both, in fact. Obviously, this is obviously the classic Robert Louis Stevenson story. Is this the first time you've played this role?
This is the first time I've played this role. It's one I've wanted to play for many years. I saw one of the songs being performed in a talent show about 10 years ago and immediately fell in love with it. I thought, I'd love to play that part. And fortunately, I got the role.
It's a massive role.
It is. I think I'm involved in 22 individual songs.
Wow.
And a very short rehearsal period we've had for this one as well.
Really? How short a rehearsal?
3 months.
Well, that is a short rehearsal period. And I suppose you don't really leave the stage, do you?
No, I get the occasional break, but it is not for long.
Is it? That's tough on your voice.
It can be. I just have to pace myself, and because we will have microphones, that will allow me to ease into it rather than have to belt everything at the Brentwood.
Okay. Well, for those who don't know the story, can you just a 2-minute summary?
Yes, yeah, certainly. You've got Dr. Jekyll, whose father is ill. He decides he wants to do something. He decides he wants to separate good from evil in the psyche. Doesn't quite work out how he expects. His alter ego, Hyde, becomes a murderous madman, and he spends the rest of his time trying to find a cure for that, as well as juggling his love life, Hyde's love life, and best friends and colleagues from the show. It's a huge piece.
It is a huge piece. What's the history behind it? When was it first turned into a musical? And how faithful to the original story does the musical... I'm looking for a word I can't think of now.
It does go off at a slight tangent to the original book. The original novella has a different ending and a different beginning, to be fair. But the actual main body of the story is still there. It's still got the same characters, but it's a slight twist on the story, the original. But obviously that's happened over the years with many, many different productions and versions of Jekyll and Hyde. They've all been tweaked here and there.
Okay, let's hear a little bit from the show. This is from the original... Hello, and Mike, it's 2:15, 1:23, a very busy programme today. I'm delighted to have in the studio at the moment from Shenfield Operatic, Suzanne Gunn and David Prittage. They're very, very much involved in their latest production at taking place at the Brentwood Theatre, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. It's a show that we've just had a tune from it. I've seen it compared to Les Mis, it's compared to Sweeney Todd, slightly over the top, but obviously it's a dark story, but as in Les Mis, there are some very light moments in it.
There certainly are, yes. We've got the Red Rat, which is sort of the prostitute establishment that Dr. Jekyll goes to visit. We've got a little bit of lap dancing going on there, which hopefully will lighten everything up. We've got a board of governors who are sort of a caricature of Victorian sort of people who are all against Dr. Jekyll, basically, but they're brought together in the show and sort of show a bit of the lighter side. So we're trying to sort of not just be all dark and doom and gloom and murder. There's some sort of funny bits and lighter moments as well.
Okay, is it suitable for younger children?
We've actually said 12 years and over.
Okay.
Because it's not really for younger children. Yeah. I would say probably a bit like a 12-year-old at the cinema with their parent, just in case. Okay. You know, you just there are some dark moments. Obviously, there are some murders going on. I haven't seen them yet. Dave, you can tell us how murderous they are. But, yeah.
Are you scary, Dave?
I don't believe I'm scary. I have an evil side and a good side, as we all do.
We're seeing the good side at the moment, I hope.
Absolutely. Well, I think so.
Can be difficult to tell. I don't think it's particularly scary, but it is quite a dark show at times. I'll probably agree with what you just said about the age groups.
Yeah.
But it is, to be honest, it's a tremendous show. Musically, it's amazing. Easily, musically, the best one I've been in.
Is this the hardest role you've ever played as well?
One of the hardest roles I've played, I think. Yeah, certainly one of the most demanding.
It's funny, isn't it? The bigger the role, I've always found, the bigger the role, I always find it easy to learn. It's when you've only got one line here and there that it's difficult.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I agree with that. As a chorus member, we're coming in and out of songs, literally with the same tune, but different words at times, and it's so hard to learn.
And the beauty of this one is, because a lot of it is sung, learning songs, I don't know if you find this, learning songs is a lot easier than learning dialogue.
I don't sing.
Because you've got the rhythm and you've got the time and you've got the pattern.
Yeah, exactly. I don't sing because I'm a bit crap.
But then you will know songs that you haven't heard for years and come on the radio and click.
Yeah, yeah. No, I do sing occasionally, but not very often. I had to sing for... What did we do? What was that Welsh camp thing? That sounds good, doesn't it?
Heidi High.
I played now. This was ages ago, and I had to sing in that. I had to do a Frankie Vaughan number. It was dreadful. Dreadful. Honestly, people are leaving. Suzanne, how healthy is Brentwood Operatic? Shenfield Operatic at the moment is. Are you good member wise?
We are, yes. We have quite a large membership. I'm not actually sure of the numbers, but probably sort of 80 to 100. But people pick and choose which shows they want to do that suit them.
Yeah.
So I think we're a cast of 30 to 35 for Jekyll, which is quite a big cast for the Brentwood Theatre. But the sound quality, therefore, will be phenomenal. It will be brilliant.
Absolutely. I mean, so you always have to look then for shows that have reasonably large casts.
We do. We managed to get around that. The chorus, I mean, with Sister Act, I think we had 45 on stage.
But that is a huge stage, isn't it? And a lovely stage.
It is, but we actually had to make extra costumes for the nuns because they didn't have a costume cast that big,
right?
Which was interesting. Normally we like to be about 40 on stage purely because that gets bums on seats, basically. The more you've got in the cast, the more tickets you're going to sell.
Well, I think, and that's what you are very good at. You do really work hard at selling your tickets, don't you?
We work very hard.
Especially your Queen's gig, because you invest an awful lot of money into that, don't you? And if you lose, you lose, don't you? I know how much it costs you to put on.
Well, we're talking about 35,000-40,000 for the big shows.
Yeah.
Obviously, slightly smaller budget at the Brentwood Theatre, but we still, there's not as many seats. We've only got 810 in total to sell for the week run at the Brentwood Theatre. So that's actually, unless we sell out, not enough even to cover our costs. So we have to really push those tickets.
And it's a difficult thing out there, isn't it, to push tickets?
It is.
Tell me about it. You know, my own group, you know, is really, really struggling to sell tickets sometimes. It depends on the show, of course. And this is a show that a lot of people don't know. So you might get a brand new audience coming in to see it because, you know, they'll hear this and go, wow.
Well, it is one of those shows. Everybody knows the story, but they don't necessarily know it's a musical.
Yeah.
But as I said earlier, the music in it is superb. And the comparisons with Les Mis and Sweeney are because of the chorus numbers and the power of the music. And it is very, very interesting to listen to. And the music runs through, even when the dialogue's going on. The music tells the story in the background. It's really well done. And Ian Southgate, the MD, is doing a sterling job of that.
Okay, what are you doing band-wise? Have you got a band in there, or are you using pre-recorded music?
No, we have got a live band. I'm not 100% sure how many. I think it might be nine.
Something around
a nine-piece band who will be behind a curtain at the back of the stage, and we've got about a two-foot gap between them and the curtain to squeeze through to get from one side of the stage to the other. So that's going to be fun.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
I've been there, and I suppose you've been doing all this stuff on rehearsal piano, hasn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, then you get there, oh, I've got an orchestra behind me, wow. Yeah.
And interestingly, because the way the music's written, when you're listening to the piano part and you're trying to pitch a note, it's not in the piano part. So they'll be playing the opening of a song, and you think, I have no idea what my note is, because it's not in the piano section, it'll be in the woodwind section. So Ian has been playing different sections for me, so I go, all right, now I know where I am.
Ah, right, okay.
Because you get used to listening to a recording.
Yeah, yeah. And you've got to know where you are, because you can't prompt a song.
No, and we don't have a prompt anyway.
Oh, we don't need one. You don't need
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
Might not do. No. Right, we better to discuss when it's on. I've got that information in front of me. 7th to the 11th of June at the Brentwood Theatre. £15 Tuesday to Thursday. Saturday matinee as well. And £17 Friday and Saturday evening. £17 Friday and Saturday evening. So that's a lot of performances. And that's 6, is it?
Six performances.
You're going to be.
I'm off work that week.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
Right. How do we get tickets?
Well, the easiest thing to do is to go to the theatre website or ring the theatre number, which you have there. Unfortunately, I don't have in front of me.
Well, you can't read upside down. No, all right then.
01277 200 305.
Yeah. Okay, and tickets available now and...
Saturday matinee and Saturday evening are, I think, just over 50% booked, so you right. need to get in fairly quickly for those two.
Okay.
There's
okay.
quite a few still at the beginning of the week.
Okay, well, I'll come see yours if you come see mine.
Absolutely,
oh, deal,
definitely. Definitely.
Right, well, what's next? Have you decided what's next?
Yes, Singing in the Rain is the next big one. That's February at the Queen's.
Fabulous
1st
show.
To the 4th of February.
Fabulous, and fabulous show.
And we've gone further than that. We then do Hot Mikado at the Brentwood Theatre next June.
Wow, you are planning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Singing in the Rain, that is such one of my favourite musicals of
yeah,
all time. I mean, the film is just sensational. I saw the West End version a couple of years ago, and I got wet. We had to wear a mac. What are you doing, throwing buckets of water over people? Or?
No, we have got permission to have water on stage,
yeah.
but there are certain rules and regulations that we have to make sure our set is approved by the Queen's Theatre before we actually book it.
Okay.
But there will be water on stage. The audience won't get wet because we do have to contain it. Because
right.
underneath the stage at the Queen's is all the electrics, including the orchestra.
Yeah.
And they cannot get wet.
Okay. Well, I can only wish you a break a leg.
Thank you.
All really goes well. We'll certainly come and see it. And it starts on the 7th of June at the Queen's at Brentwood Theatre. Let's start again in English. 7th to the 11th, Brentwood Theatre. £15 Tuesday to Thursday, Saturday matinee, and £17 for Friday and Saturday evening. Brentwood Theatre website. You've got a website as well, I'm sure you have.
We have, yes. www.shenfieldoperaticsociety.co.uk.
Thank you both very much for coming
in. Thank you for having us.
You keep your voice good for
I'll do my best.
You do your best and enjoy. Okay?
Thanks.
Bye-bye.